Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And we have a great visit with our good friend Scott Gerber. He's the author of Never Get a Real Job. He's the founder of Young Entrepreneur Council, YEC.co. Scott, thanks again for being here. How many communities should I belong to?
You know, that's a great question, Jim. I think it's a personal question. I think you have to belong to the number of communities that make sense to you. And I don't mean to dodge that. But, for example, there are some folks that really care, let's say, about an industry-specific kind of community because they want to know what else is going on in an industry. Whereas some people want to be more of like a mastermind community, this idea that it's, you know, six or seven people, and they really intimately understand one another's business needs and challenges, a support network, and that's a community that, you know, might have no one in your industry, but there's value at. And so I think it's really about ROI on your time, because as we all know, time is more important than anything. It's more important than money, more important than, you know, business
model
or anything
else. It's the only thing we
have, like,
the only thing we don't synthesize.
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, you need to make sure that you're seeing that ROI. I would offer a further, answer to the question as well. I would say that, you know, in situations where you are already parts of communities, however, let's say like a more traditional organization that's been around for many years, you know, you might want to further curate that community to make a sub-community. These are things that we've built YEC based on, where we know people enjoy being parts of certain communities, from, let's say, a conference, right, which is like a three-day mini-community, to, again, a more traditional business group. But the idea that they have already curated, let's say, in some cases, hundreds or thousands of people, and you can hyper-curate that for the right 50 people, the right 10 people to pull from that community and really help them engage and meet, is a value proposition that I feel you as a leader can deliver a lot of value.
You're talking about niches of communities inside of larger communities.
Exactly. So I'll give you a perfect example. You know, I used to, you know, go to a lot of like the Inc. 5000 conferences. When I would go, we would always curate a dinner. And I don't know if you've ever been to one of these, Jim, but, you know, these things have 2,000-3,000 people in them. And, you know, I personally, my opinion is you cannot have meaningful connections at scale at 3,000 people. It's just not possible.
Right.
So my team goes in, finds the right 20 people that we think would be incredible of meeting one another and really see value in how we can do these hyper-curated introductions. Pull them to a private dinner, and we're often told these kinds of things are one of the top highlights of those events. We're not paid to do it or anything. You know, obviously, we think that these folks could also be great YEC members at some point,
right.
So it's not totally altruistic, per se.
Right.
But, you know, the idea, though, is that you can create riches in the niches. There's nothing new there. That's an old saying. But at the same time, you can really create an experience for someone within an experience they're already a part of.
Well, and I agree with that. And isn't that kind of human nature to do that?
You would think so, but the problem is that a lot of people, again, connect for the sake of connecting. I go back to this idea that because we can, we think we should, and that's actually a very bad way to think about community. There are just some people that think somebody's a nice guy or that woman's really smart, and so they're like, oh, let's all get together. And while that could be a great social experience, the ROI on the business side could be very meaningless. And so it's obviously innate in us to want to do this, but I think you need a strong super connector, someone who truly understands the nuance of relationships, is going to be thinking about both sides.
I'm going to offer a suggestion to everyone out there, especially folks that are in your generation, Scott. I don't know how many communities you should belong to, but I believe there are two types of communities you should belong to. And the one type is the one that will help you develop as an individual personally for your own personal benefit. You should join communities that will help you, and you can be very selfish about what it's going to do for you. But I think you should have an equal amount of associations with communities that are where that community is contributing to something greater than you, something more important than you, where you subordinate yourself to the goal of that community and its larger goal for the city or the town or your interest, whatever it may be, but belong to communities where you subordinate yourself to a greater cause. What do you think?
I think that's a great. I think that's great. I would also add one that it belongs to groups that cross-pollinate multiple different industries. You know, this idea that if you are going to be part of anything, whether it's a traditional association, a trade organization, organization like ours, EO, YPO, whatever,
right.
The best ideas, the most, you know, earth-shattering things in your business, the aha moments, come
right.
from the serendipity of speaking to someone that is on your level, that has experienced your business life, mm-hmm. not necessarily your industry life.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that you can get really keen insights from looking at something in a totally different way, yet through the lens of someone who's just as smart as you, who has been through the hard knocks.
Scott. Hey, Scott, I got to wrap it up. YEC.co, is that the best website?
That is, my man. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Scott. Scott Gerber, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.